Alright, and we're back for part three, and we just have a few more questions. The last question that we were talking about was how family is connected with military service.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to go on to our next question about, do you think that your worldview changed after coming back from Bosnia? Do you think you had a different perception on life in general?
Well, anybody that has any service outside of Canada, whether it's peacekeeping or service outside of Canada, it does make a difference in a person's thoughts and outlook of life itself, because everybody has a different way of looking at life. Countries have their own way of their lives. We have a different way than them, or they are the same, but in different aspects. But other than for the peacekeepers, that's a different story. Depending on the problem, what's it about, what it entails, is where the changes are. And you get to understand their outlook and understanding of what's going on in their country itself. And a lot of them wanted to say that the other people around the world should understand more of their problems. And we seem to, our forces were always a peacekeeping force as such, and we were always there to try to help other people around the world instead of just barging in and I could say about the American forces and I know how they work, and I know how their generals work and everything else, even the President of the United States, so he would maybe like my opinion of the whole thing.
But you feel that your peacekeeping mission did help, and you look at it that way now as well, correct?
Yeah, I think that we done the best job we could ever do for the equipment and men and the situation. I think that we done an excellent job of carrying out our mandates.
Okay. So, just one last question. How, we just talked about this, but you, overall, to conclude, you remember your service as?
I remember my service as an executive, actually a very good life.
Very good life.
And if I had to do it over, I'd do it over again. Only I'd do a little bit differently.
What would you do differently?
Well, I think maybe mainly is have to do with education and different courses and all that, and staying in longer periods. I had a long period of time in the service, but I had broken service, which created pensions wise. That's the main thing, is pension. Like, the longer you stay in the greater amount of money.
Oh, I see.
The pension is increased that much more.
Okay. But overall, you felt...
Overall, I enjoyed the courses. If I had to do it, I'd do it all over again, too.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you so much for this interview. I thank you for sharing your experience.
Mm-hmm.
As well, on behalf of all Canadians, I'd like to thank you for your service as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Mr. Miller, and this is a conclusion of this interview, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.